how to make $6,243 working with an agent. Let's talk about it. So a question came in, and question says, hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about how to make $6,243 working with an agent. Let's talk about it. So a question came in, and question says, what's the best way to ask a real estate agent for help with potential leads? What's the best way to ask a real estate agent for help with potential leads? So the figure that I share with you is basically is a real story that happened recently, and it was strictly by working with a realtor, with a real estate agent. And I want to share a few things with you. This is a very good question because many people don't take the time to ask this question. Now, if you're brand new here, let's first of all talk about why we're here. My name is Ola, like I said, and we talk about real estate wholesaling. It's a real estate investing strategy that requires no personal money for capital and no personal credit for taking money from a bank. What it needs is time, you know, time and your desire to learn marketing. That's the real thing. It's marketing involved, and yes, marketing may cost you money depending on what kind of strategy you want to take on. Okay, the only money you're not going to need is capital to buy a real estate investment. Your money is not needed, you just have to learn how to find deals. So essentially, it's the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties which you can find easily by targeting marketing at people in distressed homeownership situation. There are a lot of people that own properties that has become liabilities for them based on their personal financial profile. They may have other situations going on. Basically, bottom line is that they cannot afford to hold on to that property because the property is actually pulling them down. When you consider or take into consideration everything else that they have going on, so think about it like you own a ring, right? You own a ring, a wedding ring, a wedding band, and you're in a situation that you need cash immediately. You can easily go to a pawn shop and pawn that ring. If there's value on it, if they have some diamonds in it, you could pawn. You can offer the ring away for maybe 50% of its value, 40% of the value, in exchange for some cash, for some quick cash. There's the same reason why people will take on payday loan. People will borrow money, payday loan, at a ridiculous amount of interest rate. We're talking 35%, 40%. Meaning for every $100 they take, they are promising to give $140 back. Now, why do people do that? Sometimes you're just in a very quick need for cash. So I'm sorry if you feel like I went in too deep to explain what wholesaling is. It's essentially the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing that targets distressed homeowners, pre-foreclosures, tax delinquencies, unwanted inheritances, divorce situation, basically a piece of crap house that someone needs to get rid of, and you offer them some cash, usually 65% or lower, in order for them to get a quick cash, and then you basically lock it under contract. That contract, you have what they call an equitable rights in that contract, and you can sell it to other people. So it's not really a conventional thing. So an average real estate agent, not average, a lot, right, will frown at this very creative method of making money in real estate, right? It's just something they're not, it's a little bit out of the box, but it's absolutely not illegal. Some states, a few states, require that you are licensed if you are wholesaling more than one property, right? But it's never illegal to wholesale any kind of product, including real estate. It's just, if you have the ability to find a cheaper price, you're selling it at a cheaper price so you can sell it quickly so that someone can sell it at retail price. Every business has some level of wholesaling in it, and real estate is no different. So that's all it is. Now, in real estate, it's a little slightly different because what you're selling is the right to the contract that you lock the property under. So that's the difference. So is a real estate agent going to be okay with that? That's the question. Are they going to be okay with that? Well, the real question you should be asking is, what kind of value can I possibly bring to a real estate agent where they will be willing to listen to me? That's why this question is probably one of the best questions I've seen. It says, what's the best way to ask a real estate agent for help with potential leads? Well, first of all, don't ask for help. What you need to find is, what kind of value could you possibly bring to the table for real estate agents? So real estate agents are business owners, essentially is entrepreneurship. Many of them don't realize that until it's too late. Many of them don't realize that this is their business until they've wasted hundreds of dollars every month with the broker, and the broker is like, why am I paying money to have a job with you? Because this is your business and I want to give you resources to make your life easier. A lot of them don't realize that until it's too late. But what kind of value could you bring to the ones that have realized this is business, right? Well, you can bring them potential customers, aka leads, right? So if you can generate leads, which is the one thing you should master how to do in the game of real estate wholesale itself, there are going to be leads that are just not going to want to sell their property very cheaply, right? They want money. Their motivation is not time. They don't want cash now. They want money. That kind of person will become a referral lead to your agent. So if you bring potential customers, potential buyers, sellers to an agent, you're bringing value to them. They will listen to you. They will talk with you. They will become your friend. Basically, they'll be open to any idea as long as it's not stealing, cheating, and lying, right? They'll be open to it. So think about, what kind of value can you bring to the table? That's the number one value you can bring to a real estate agent. Bring them leads. Bring them leads of sellers. Bring them leads of buyers. If you're doing fix and flips, list your houses with them. Bring money to them. Essentially, make them money. If you do that, they're motivated all day long. But if you lead with, hey, can you help me get me some leads? No, you're supposed to bring leads to them. Learn how to generate leads and bring leads to them, as opposed to you depending on them. Let them become dependent on you, right? And by doing so, you'll get everything you want from them, including all the resources that they have access to. Many of them do know how to use. All right. So that's the best answer I can give justice to this right here. If you do that, of course, you will generate $6,243 per deal, and even more, $20,000, $30,000. And especially if you're in a position where you understand that you should be paying them generously, pay them full commissions, 5%. Again, they'll love you because you guys are making money together and you don't have to deal with, I need a license and all that stuff. You have a person who has a license on your team. So there's zero reasons why there should be bickerings or any kind of beef between agents and wholesalers. If you lead with value, what kind of value can you bring to the table? That's all I have for you on this episode. By the way, if you want to learn how to generate leads, you want to learn more about that, go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download this for free. It's absolutely free. smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I will give you this absolutely for free as well. Real Estate Money Secrets. And it's also available in Kindle. It's available in paperback and audiobook as well too. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.